He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
It's our favorite time of the week when we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, it's been a wonderful week. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. What happened in your basement? Raven was all had his panties up in a bunch about the pipe burst.
Really? That's what we're doing, huh?
Yeah.
When I assess a problem early in the morning and handle it, now we're going with my panties in a bunch. I just want to make sure I'm clear here.
Well, I wasn't really sure how to describe it.
I'm sure you'd feel the same, Anna.
Oh, I know. What I find strange is the fact that this pipe burst and now you have a flood in your basement. But he said to me that he's had a new hot water heater, a brand new one. You just haven't hooked it up yet. And I didn't understand, if you had one for months, why wouldn't you have hooked it up?
I have no idea.
Well, that's a question for me. Which I don't want to answer. It's hooked up now, you'll be happy to know. Amperage-wise, I wasn't quite sure what I was dealing with, and I wanted to get an electrician out before I dealt with that. But I wanted to wait till the ground was thawed. That way I could also have them look at a couple other projects I had going on. So
you didn't feel like it.
Timing is everything.
You didn't feel like it yet.
There was nothing for me to do. So no, it wasn't about me feeling like it.
Okay, I was just
all right, maybe I didn't feel like it a little bit.
I told you.
I wanted to wait till it was warmer to put it in myself.
All right.
But circumstances change, obviously, and there's no time like the present when you're dealing with an emergency. So necessity being the mother of all invention, it's done.
If you would have changed the water heater when you first bought the water heater, would this have happened or no?
No.
It would have happened either way.
It would have happened either way. This is pipes that are like 10 feet down the line. Really, the whole house. It's an older house.
Yeah.
Everything should be repiped at this point.
Hmm. Well, Alicia, how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
I mean, he didn't warn me about this broken pipe. I woke up at like 6 and I used the bathroom and I flushed and it sounded weird and I was like, okay. And I went to wash my hands and no water. So I tried the other sink and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I texted him, totally disgusted now because I can't find all the wet ones containers. They were all dried out.
Oh, but Raven, I thought you said you texted her to tell her this was happening.
I was trying to be respectful of her sleep time.
Oh, all right.
I mean, how did I know she's walking around with poop hands? I don't want to talk to her anyways.
I could have felt the poop hands
right through the phone.
Wow.
All right. So how's he been behaving as a husband otherwise?
What did he get? A B last week? I talked to you before I came downstairs on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I came down and he made crafts, Anna.
Oh,
did you see the photo?
Yeah, crafts. Yeah, not craps.
Yeah, there were little foam heart guys like marching all over the island, and he wrote a little note about with this ring, and there was a little ring pop. It was the cutest thing.
He said he handmade you a card. How? Like, what did the card look like?
Well, he didn't hand make the card. He took like a sympathy card. I remade it. You
know I like to remake the cards.
Wait a minute. You bought a sympathy card?
I told you I was going to make the card, but then I changed my mind. I saw the heart guys, and I created a whole like army of heart guys.
And then you took a sympathy card, and you just crossed out.
Yeah, you know I like to repurpose the card. So I got one of those things where they send you a bunch of cards for free.
Yeah.
And they're like, donate to this. And keep this wonderful keepsake card along with those stickers that go on envelopes. I was like, here we go. Sharpie. Happy Valentine's Day.
You took a funeral mask card and made it her Valentine's Day card.
I don't remember it that way. I thought it was just a hello, how are you card. But I guess maybe it was hello, how are you after something has passed away.
Right.
Yeah. Those are the kind of cards I get.
That's completely normal.
I mean, I found a drawer of a dozen cards I never gave away before. I had to use them somewhere.
Okay.
He tried.
Well, he did try. I'll give him that. It's really cute that he made those little foam people.
Yeah.
So what kind of grade do you want to give him for this week?
He was gonna get an A for the Valentine's thing, but then I mean, no text that we have no water, don't flush the toilet.
Why wouldn't you just text her? She's not gonna wake up to a text.
What grade would I have gotten had I just left the water off yesterday and just left it? You'd have no water this morning too. I mean, I did replace the water heater. Not bad plumber for a DJ.
Yeah, you're still getting a B. You could have texted me.
Next time I'll leave you a dinghy outside the bedroom door and let you figure it out for yourself.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.